to overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Children of all ages, welcome to another exciting adventure and an episode of Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. I believe it's something like the 11th day of January. I don't know how many more days we've got left till Christmas, but there's plenty of shopping days left, so I'm sure you're having a good time. Joining us on the air, my co-host for the last 217 years, Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer. How was your weekend?
Johnny, what's up, buddy? It was a really good weekend, actually.
It was good. Yeah, there was a lot yesterday. I almost didn't leave the couch the entire day yesterday, but I wound up watching the Steelers game, and for me, it was great. I bet the first half of the game and the over, had I taken the whole game, I wouldn't have covered. But
you would have had the over, just not the Steelers.
I wouldn't have the Steelers. Also joining us, Las Vegas headliner and all-around good guy, my friend and yours, Clint Holmes.
Oh my God, how'd you get here?
Holmes for the holidays.
Holmes for the holidays.
Yeah, that was the name of the show. It's over.
It's over. But you're still Holmes for the holiday.
Well, I was thinking on my way here, I have nothing to promote.
Yeah, but you're a sports fan.
Well, that's true.
Clint, just having you here is an event.
And sitting next to Clint is...
And we've got some real Cowboys.
We've got real Cowboys because the rodeo's in town, National Finals Rodeo. Joining us is Merrill Jolly. A jolly guy. A jolly guy.
Name for Christmas, right? This is my season.
Yeah, and you're in from Utah, is that what you said? Or?
Yes, Hiram, Utah.
Hiram, Utah. What's that near? Salt Lake?
It's in the Logan Canyon. It's actually south of Logan, about 6 miles.
So hopefully you're going to enlighten us about NFR and what your company's about and safety and all kinds of stuff.
Yes,
you've got
sir.
A couple of young fellows with you? Okay, buddy.
Yeah, we do. We have some young. You're getting
Talk
yelled
into
at.
The microphone.
You're getting yelled at again.
Well, he didn't flip me off. That's the good news.
Hold on. Wait for it. Wait for it. Give it
Merrill,
to them.
Tell us about the guys that are with you.
These two young gentlemen I've known probably for, I don't know, 5-6 years. I've worked with them. Developing equipment ever since they've been calf riding, mutton busting, calf riding.
Did you say mutton busting?
Yes, mutton busting.
That almost sounds illegal.
Didn't you do that last weekend?
Well, it could be. It depends on how you want to look at it. But
I don't know that I even want to look at mutton busting.
Merrill, I ran into you at the NFR last week. My boss is in town. Both of his boys from South Jersey are riding in the NFR.
Junior
NFR. Thank you for correcting me.
Yes.
I've never been to a rodeo in my life. And I grew up riding horses, but never in the capacity that you guys do in a ring and barrel racing and bull riding and bucking and all this stuff. I was blown away by it, by the way.
Not to mention mutton busting.
While we're talking about it, a little a kudos to Aiden Caruso, who's going to be riding in the Junior Nationals.
He's in the short go right now. He's in the finals right now.
3 o'clock. Aiden, good luck, man. We're hoping you're going to win, so good luck to the Caruso clan. But Tom and I came by your booth, and you had this really foam-designed, V-shaped kind of piece of equipment.
Right.
As a hockey player, I thought it could only be one thing. I thought that was going to be protecting the jewels. As a goalie in hockey, that's about what the size of the cup that we use in hockey.
That is correct.
You took it and you put it behind my neck.
Yes.
You're creating this unbelievable safety equipment for young men like these so that the sport can thrive without the injuries that are going on. Can you tell us more about it? Because I was blown away.
Well, basically, 30 plus years ago, when I competed, you take a pen of 15 horses and a pen of 15 bulls, and you'd be lucky if maybe one or two of them were double tough, double rank.
Explain what that means, double tough, double rank.
So in other words, unrideable. Pretty close to being unrideable.
Because they were so wild.
They were just, yes, unbelievably. I mean, you got to understand that these animals are athletes in their own right.
That's interesting.
They're athletes in their own right. So today, with the breeding programs and the creation of, you know, like the PBR and CBR.
That's the ribbon.
Specialized areas of the sport of rodeo. They've, with these breeding programs, so that same pen of horses and same pen of bulls, you'd be lucky if you had maybe one or two that were not easy. They're all at that double level.
Double tough?
So exactly. So aside from putting these kids in a suit of armor, whatever we can do to protect not only them, but the animal athlete.
I never thought of it from that standpoint. So you also create equipment to protect the animal as well?
Well, as an example. Go ahead.
Well, I've got a question about the bull riding. You know, I've met these guys before. I actually, Stedman Graham back in Chicago was producing bull riding. I met a guy named Samson.
Charlie Samson.
He was one of the toughest guys I've ever met.
Charlie Samson had one tenacious wreck. They did a special rodeo for President Reagan in Washington, D.C. at the White House. Charlie Samson, this was before the helmet series, got slammed down right on the front of the bull and broke 15 bones in his face.
Oh,
yes. Wow.
Yes.
So tell us what they do to get the bull so angry.
yes, we got to keep this clean.
Well, you can say pretty testicles.
Pretty much, it's bred into them.
They don't tie their junk down?
Well, basically they use a flank strap.
But a what?
It's called a flank strap.
It actually goes right behind their testicles and their scrotum.
Right.
And they can put a little bit of pressure on them. You can get them to turn one way or the other. I mean, think about it. If you had a flank strap put on you,
did he just say scrotum on the air?
So anyway. Wow. Yeah, but most of for right now, I mean, this day and age, they have picked out the superstars of these breeding programs, and they just love. I mean, it's like anything else. I mean, human athletes, if they love to do something like bicycle riding or like that, they're going to be the best at it, and that's the way these bulls are. They get into it, and they love to do that.
Now, you're a former...
You don't think of that. I've never thought of it from the bull...
From the animal standpoint.
From the bull's perspective.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, but, well, that's what I said to him. I never think about, you know, the safety of the animal. I was always looking at it from the safety of the youngsters or even the adults now. You're a former champion yourself, correct?
I went to college on a rodeo scholarship.
Number seven in the world at one point?
Well, I was. I hit the pro level. Pardon me?
What did you do?
When you're in high school and college and they're paying a scholarship, you do as many events as you can because they're paying the entry fees. Uh-huh. I primarily focused on all three roughstock events, bull riding, bareback riding, and saddle bronc riding. I tried roping calves, but when I got at the college level, those calves were almost as
big as the bulls?
Well, yeah.
So my question is, what are you thinking? At what point do you say, you know what, I'm going to get on a bull and just see if I could stay on for 8 seconds?
I even envision to this day the very first bull I got on. And my uncle was a rodeo stock contractor, amateur stock contractor. He raised a lot of good bucking bulls and stuff. And
Bucking bulls?
Bucking bulls.
Yeah, it was with a B.
Yep, with a B. I was 13 years old, and it was just a pole Hereford bull. Pole Hereford meaning he had horns, but they were downturned. Even the horns, I mean, when you've never been on anything before, you're like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, right.
It's going to stick me or what? But all he did is he just did a Humpty Dump. So it's like the first time that somebody dares you to get on one of these wild roller coasters.
Right.
You get on it, you want to get back on it again. You want to do it again. And ironically, the further you get into it and you cover a fairly rank animal.
Explain what that means when you say cover.
Okay, so you're required to win it. You're required to ride 8 seconds.
Right.
8 seconds can seem like eternity on top of one of these. Typically, a bull can make anywhere from 6.5 to 9 turns in either direction in 8 seconds or that quick.
And give the listeners an idea, how big are these animals?
Average between 1,800 and 2,000 pounds.
So you're on a 1-ton animal.
Yep.
with big horns.
Yes, sir.
Who's going to be spinning you around anywhere from 6.5 to 8 or 9 turns.
And leaping in the
eight
air.
And leaping in the air in 8 seconds.
And getting as high as 6 to 7 feet off the ground.
Off the ground at 2,000 pounds.
Yes.
I love tennis.
I like golf and bowling.
Yeah.
Two sports that you can smoke and drink.
When you cover one of those, you hit such an adrenaline high.
Yeah.
Which will last for as long as...
And the angels will sing.
Yes.
You can put it on vibrate.
I just did.
Okay.
An angel just got its wings.
As long as 2 to 3 days. So I've never done drugs in my life, but I can imagine.
You might want to start.
You're saying
it's never too late.
Maybe on prescription drugs.
You're saying that adrenaline lasts 2 or 3 days.
It can do that. You're just on a high. You're on cloud 9.
Let's talk to the fellows that you brought with. Let's talk to
Dalton.
And that's noble. Dalton, let's start
and Garrett.
Go
ahead, Dalton, get up here. Tell everyone how old you are.
I'm 17 years old.
And where are you from?
I'm from Southern California.
Okay, and how long have you been involved in bull riding or bucking broncos or I don't know what you call them?
Bucking bulls.
I started the mutton busting when I was 2 years old.
That's that word.
2 years old?
Yeah.
How does that work? Tell me.
Holy cow!
There's 2 different ways to ride a sheep or mutton busting.
Like you there's more than that.
I don't know who's worse, you or Bobby.
Go ahead. Sit on one and like bear hug it.
And what kind of equipment are you wearing? Enough with that.
What kind of equipment do you think he'd be wearing?
I want to know, at 2 years old, what kind of equipment you put on a kid to get on a mutton.
It's the same thing as bull riding, just like a little smaller size.
And you have a helmet on?
Yes, sir.
Less than a helmet.
And what other protective gear, like a chest protector or back or anything like that?
The chest protector is just the vest and the back.
Okay. And you get on this mutton, and there's a saddle?
Nope.
No saddle.
So you're 2 years old. 2 years old, your parents take in and say, well, just hang on.
My dad just saw a sign and you just skidded off the road.
Really?
Yeah.
And said you're getting on that?
Mm-hmm.
And how were you, do you remember being afraid or how you felt?
2 years old.
First time it was pretty exciting. second time I wasn't so sure.
Yeah.
But I got on again and again and again, and I worked my way up to bulls.
Okay. And tell us like how you're competing now.
I'm riding in high school rodeo for CHSRA, and I compete.
What's that stand for?
California High School Rodeo Association.
Thank you.
And I compete in 2 other associations. One is PCJBR, Pacific Coast Junior Bull Riders, and CJRA is California Junior Rodeo Association.
Any broken bones?
Too many to count.
Too many to count.
Is that right?
Just about.
What's your most serious?
I broke my fibula and my tibula.
Wow, on the same fall?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. How long were you out of action?
About 6 months.
And you got right back on when you were healed up?
Yeah.
Couldn't wait?
Oh, no. I wanted to get on like 3 months after.
That's unbelievable.
But like after a serious injury like that, it's just going through your mind. But after you do it a certain amount of times, you're over it and you want to just keep on going.
Well, let's talk to your partner.
Yeah, I was going to say, they say that about like boxers. If a boxer gets knocked out, either he's going to get back up and can't wait to redeem himself, or he's going to not be great anymore.
Right.
Well, we need microphones. We need more microphones. I'm sorry, I'm confusing who's Dalton.
That's all right. This is Garrett stepping up.
Garrett, all right. So, Garrett, how old were you? Tell me that you were younger than 2.
Well, Garrett's only 15 now.
he started at 2.
I started when I was 10, so I had 1 year of steers, and then I went straight into bull riding. So I've been doing bull riding for the past 4 years. I also ride for the California High School Rodeo Association, but District 7. He's in District 8. It's a little bit different area. And then I've just, probably last year, probably hit just about 200 bulls. So after about your 200 bulls, you're just...
Meaning you've ridden 200 bulls?
Yeah.
Wow, and these are also about 2,000 pounds, those big boys?
Those are
smaller for the juniors?
Those are about 1,600 pounds.
Oh, is that all?
Well, no. When they get at the senior level, they're going to be pushing about 1,800 pounds.
Yeah, the heaviest bull I've been on was like 2,200 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are competing, and you're going to do this and the rest of your life? Is this a commitment that this is a sport, and this is a business, and this is the whole thing for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, do you live on a ranch where your mom and dad have horses and bulls and things like that?
No.
So you have to speak right into the mic.
No.
So
that was much better.
So where do you go to practice and do all this?
I either go to Garrett LaFuse in Apopka, California, which is about an hour south from my house, or sometimes we go over to Stevenson, which is about northeast of us, to Thomas Burt's over there in the valley.
Now, Mara, what kind of money is involved for these fellows, first to enroll and compete, and secondly, on the prize side of it, what do they stand to win?
Well, typically, their entry fees, to me, are a little bit more exorbitant than when I started. But they can spend.
He's doing any, hand signals.
Yeah,
so
they're spending between $150 to $200.
$200,
$150 for every entry fee.
For an entry fee.
And what about the regular equipment on a day-to-day basis they need for practicing and things
they're,
like that?
They're going to invest upwards towards probably $3,000 just to get started.
And what's the prize?
Well, I got 100X. That's probably about $500 right there. And then my vest is about $350. My chaps are $650.
Wow.
And how much can you win? What's the prize money?
The prize money, well, our high school rodeo, there's not many bull riders in my district, so not much money added back if you win first place. So you only get about $15-$20 if you win.
So you're spending $200 to win $15.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good bet.
And what kind of, and are you guys participating in any events here in Las Vegas this week?
No, I had no idea they had any of this junior stuff here in Las Vegas until I got here on Tuesday, because they don't really push that stuff back in California. So I had no idea that they had this.
They're busy putting out fires. Anyway, we're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
Hey, Las Vegas, are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass store provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View, at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
S-A-N-T-A-C-L-A-W-S. Santa Claus.
Oh, you better watch watch out. Better not cry. Better not cry.
Jonathan Scott with Vegas. Back on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. And if you're near a computer, you can find us on Facebook at Jonathan Scott LV. J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N Scott LV. Like us and share us and like us. A couple of radio notes. Las Vegas Auto Sales has a new location on Sahara and Decatur. If you're looking for an affordable used car, visit our friend Lucky Lopez, the singing car man, at Las Vegas Auto Sales on Sahara and Decatur. Las Vegas Auto Sales specializes in serving the Las Vegas hospitality and entertainment industry. Visit them today. Watch Monday Night Football tonight at Sapphire Gentlemen's Club on Dean Martin Drive. Sapphire's is the best place in Las Vegas to enjoy tonight's Patriots-Dolphins game. Big screens, food and drink specials, and halftime dance specials. That's Sapphire Gentlemen's Club on Dean Martin Drive. You guys would like that. Young man. Enjoy Kelly Clinton Holmes' open mic cabaret tonight at the Bootlegger. Great performances by some of Las Vegas' best young and old vocalists, along with great food and drink. Kelly Clinton Holmes at the Bootlegger, a touch of vintage Vegas. Bronx Wanderers presents their special annual Christmas show at Bally's Window Showroom every night. Vinny and the boys perform the best doo-wop and harmonies in Las Vegas. Great show for the family. Bronx Wanderers at Bally's. Our friend Gordy Brown has moved over to Hooters Hotel at the Night Owl Showroom. Gordy, I think, is at least 5 nights a week. And the Shintas perform weekends at the Plaza Hotel and Casino. Happy birthday to our friend Pat Marcy Jr. Las Vegas Bowl is coming up Saturday at Sam Boyd Stadium.
Big game.
And congratulations.
Oregon and Boise State.
And congratulations to our friend and radio personality, Clint Holmes, on his 2 Grammy nominations. Woo-hoo. If you grab the microphone, you can tell us about the... I know the name of the album is Rendezvous.
Yes, it is.
And you can probably find it on all the regular downloady
It's on everything.
But the 2 songs that were nominated are what?
The 2 songs that are nominated are The Thing I Did with Dee Dee Bridgewater, the Porgy and Bess Suite, and... The duet I did with Jane Monheit, Every Time We Say Goodbye. Oh, I'm in L.A. this weekend performing Friday night, and Jane's coming in, and we're going to do the duet.
Where are you playing in L.A.?
I'm doing the Wallace Annenberg Theater. It's in Beverly Hills.
In BH?
In BH.
90210.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
I'm going to be in California. I'm going to be in L.A.
Oh, come see us.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Yeah, I can't get you a comp, but you can come.
Well, what is it?
I won't be seeing Jonathan.
It's a performing arts center?
Yeah. But it's kind of like Cabaret Jazz is to Smith Center.
And it's the Annenberg?
Yeah, the Wallace Annenberg Theater. The room is called the Sorting Room, which is their jazz, like cab jazz.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So, yeah, I'm excited. I haven't performed in L.A. in a long time.
How was...
Are you nervous? How was,
I am excited. I don't...
It's good.
I get nervous. So I get excited.
You've performed all over the world.
When you ride or when you compete, you don't get nervous. You get excited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're just right? All jazzed up.
Adrenaline. So same for me. I'm excited about the performance. I'm not nervous.
I would imagine, though, certain cities and certain venues bring out a different excitement versus others.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When you're in L.A., you're playing for the big boys.
When I'm in New York or when I'm
New
in
York,
L.A.
Yep,
Monte Carlo.
Or Chicago.
Boise, Newark.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
The exciting fans in Newark. But, yeah, well, we've got some friends in Beverly Hills. We've got some viewers in BH that probably want to come and see you.
I hope so. Yeah, it's exciting. It's Friday night, this Friday night, 7 o'clock show. Mm-hmm. And then drinking will
prevail.
Prevail, yeah.
Where do you stay? Do you stay at friends?
This time I am staying with some friends, yeah. Most of the time
Chateau Marmont.
The Chateau, anybody got an extra room?
Yeah.
It's called.
Couch surfing. Couch surfing.
Airbnb.
So, but I'm putting the band up at the Sportsman's Lodge. The famous Sportsman's Lodge.
The famous Sportsman's Lodge. I've been to the Sportsman's Lodge.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been all over the place. So you take your regular band with you?
Yeah. Small version of it. Yeah, I don't take all 8 guys. You know, I take
Christian,
4 guys.
Yeah. Your band is incredible.
Somebody said that you're going to have an announcement soon about something happening here.
I had actually hoped today, but not yet.
I hope today, too.
Some rumblings.
Nah. Yeah, there's rumblings. But until the contract's signed.
Yeah, until the ink is dry,
always,
we don't know.
Always.
Yeah. Hail and farewell to our friend Vinny Favorito, who went back to Boston. Yeah. He had his last performance on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some changes. Circus 1903 closed on Friday, and that was a great show. That was fun. So there's some changes going on around here locally in entertainment.
That's not surprising, is it? I mean, it's changing all the time.
This city is growing by leaps and bounds daily, whether it's on the sports scene, the entertainment scene, the business scene.
The sports scene. We're getting a WNBA team.
Bill Laimbeer in town today to announce and introduce his new team over at MGM, where I believe they'll be playing their home games at Mandalay Bay, correct? And we already have your friend who does the summer league here.
Carol,
who's you know, between the summer league and between the WNBA, this is only leading in one direction, right?
Yep.
NBA.
Yeah,
yep, absolutely. And T-Mobile was built just for that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, NBA would be fantastic. Maybe the Knicks can come here. No, we want a good team.
No, so, I'm good with that.
Well, we wanted to finish up with Merrill Jolly and talk about Lazy J Rodeo and talk about the injuries that you sustained when you were younger, when you were just started. Jeffrey wanted to. I really didn't. I've had enough with the Bulls.
The scrotum.
We even said scrotum on the air. That made my day already. But so you were lanced by a bull's horn at an early age, and you almost died.
Well, I don't know. I almost died, but
way to go.
Anyway,
take the question.
I'm about to lance you, and you're going to die.
Guys. How young were you?
At that time, I was 19 years old.
Okay, that's young.
I was setting seventh in the world, professional bull riding, PRCA. I drew a bull. It was actually not even, and this is an expression, he was not an eating bull. Eating bull is something that's as soon as you hit the ground, they're on you.
Okay.
I mean, right now. He was a finals bull. I had three broken fingers in my riding hand, so I just sprayed a bunch of analgesic on, shoved my hand in the glove, and took what is called a suicide wrap.
I was about to say, you used that expression today, a suicide wrap.
A suicide wrap is basically just pulling a half inch through your handhold. And what you're able to do is you grab the tail and jerk it loose and you get yourself out. But if you get twisted away from your hand, so in other words, if you go off, I used to ride left-handed. If you get thrown off the right-hand side of the bull, it binds you into the bull.
It tightens up.
It sucks it right in tight. And at that time, I had my hand rolled up, and you could not even get to the tail. The clowns were on top of the bull trying to get me loose.
What I hear
is they actually, and they all do, carry knives. They cut the rope to get me loose, but I'd already been stuck prior to that.
By a horn.
I did. I got thrown. I got bounced up. I was trying. If you can stay on the neck of a bull when you're hung up, he can't get to you. He can't hurt you.
Right.
But he bounced me up, and the next thing I knew, it felt like a 2x6 hit me smack in the chest. I got stuck, broke the ribs, punctured lung, grazed my heart.
Wow.
Boy.
Yeah.
Did you write a country song about it?
Yeah, that's it.
I just told you the title.
You grazed my heart.
You grazed my heart. You punctured my lung, but I still love you, babe.
So, you took the truck. I lost the house. The dog died. Yeah, but you grazed my heart.
That's amazing. My dog died. You know, that kind of old
and
country
and
song.
You grazed my heart.
Yeah, exactly.
How long was the recovery from something like that?
It took me approximately a month and a half.
Wow.
I was still setting in the top 15, so my goal was to get back up, get back on track. My uncle was an amateur stock contractor in northern Wyoming. I went up there, still a little weak, but I got on about 50 head of bulls in about 6 days, trying to get back in tune with it. But it didn't matter if the gate cracked or I was 7 seconds in the ride, I started to freeze up.
Yeah.
So it messed with my head.
Oh,
mentally.
Wow.
So was that what started you with rodeo safety at that young age?
No, actually, ironically, what got me and got us into the safety aspect of rodeo equipment, I've got three grandsons, 13, 10, and 8. And we started.
What are their names? Give them a shout out.
It was Austin and Dylan. Dylan Jolly, Austin Jolly, Dylan Jolly, and Cameron Jolly.
I was about
and
to
really
say,
Jolly.
Yeah, and
if
really
you forget jolly. One of your grandkids' names, that's not going to go over.
I know, I put you on the spot there. You almost wiped out. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know what their names are.
You're about grazing your heart.
So anyway, some of the equipment and stuff out there, was I was getting them started into it. I wasn't satisfied with it, so we started working on getting with different manufacturers, the hockey helmets. We got with Bauer. We started modifying some of the inserts, the padding on the inside, adding some more neck support, some masks so they got a little bit more peripheral vision.
Is there illegal equipment, that, in other words, that a rider or a competitor is not allowed to wear?
Well, I wouldn't say illegal. There's in the High School Rodeo Association these guys compete with, they have a certification program that actually the laboratory is in Los Angeles, and they actually certify the helmets.
Oh, wow.
And they and so we promote that certification. The National High School Rodeo Association came out a couple of years ago and said, you will only wear these helmets that have the certification on it. So Ross Coleman in 2007 at a PBR event got slammed into the front of a buck, the front of the buck and shoots. Knocked him
out. In front of what?
In the buck and shoots.
Buck and shoots.
It knocked
really?
Him out. It knocked him out. He fell down. They had to turn the bull out so they wouldn't trample him. And so from that point, a gentleman by the name of Jim Lyles, who's a personal good friend of mine, invented what's called today the buck and shoot crash pad. The first one was a little rough. It was made with carpet padding, but it worked. Since that time, I've taken the business over. The foam that we put inside those crash pads now is the same foam they put inside a NASCAR race car. It's certified. It will stand 98.6 pounds per square inch impact.
If you want to get out and measure. Anyway, the website is Rodeo Safety Number One, rodeosafety1.com. Yes, we know you're a football fan as well. We're going to get to that, but we're going to take our next commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
Hey, Las Vegas, are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass door provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View, at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Santa making Murray telling me he can take the freeway down.
stop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Trying to wake up here on a Monday afternoon after partying and drinking way too much over the weekend, which seems to start earlier and earlier and go longer and longer. Shout out to our friends at Sapphire Gentlemen's Club over on Dean Martin Drive, celebrating their 15th anniversary. Great place to watch Monday Night Football tonight. I think the doors open at about 4 o'clock and the kickoff is at 5:30. Jeffrey with a G's. Patriots are favored by, I think, 11 or 11 and a half now. Over
11,
and under 44.
11.
We threw some money at it a little earlier before the show. I'm always interested that where I throw my money down at Westgate, they wouldn't even take. I understand if they won't take a double digit bet with a parlay on the over
ridiculous.
Under, but they won't even take the half, which I found to be unusual.
And I was able to do quite easily.
Yeah, you were just able to do it on your online illegal sports booking
site. Whoa, why does it have to be illegal? What are you talking about illegal? It's a sports app on the phone, that's all?
No, it's not illegal.
Of course not.
It's William Hill. Anyway, wow. Clint, your Redskins,
Remind me never to get caught with you doing anything.
We don't need to talk about them.
You don't want to talk about the Redskins at all?
No, you know what? You know, Kirk Cousins and company had a great opportunity yesterday to, in San Diego, in L.A., against the Chargers. And I got to tell you, and I called this 2-3 weeks ago, watch out for the Chargers, boys. This team is for real.
30-13.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, in the last 5 games, they lead the league in turnovers with a plus 14. Phillip Rivers is slinging the ball. Keenan Allen is catching everything. Who's the running back? Gurley's in the Rams.
Gurley's on the Rams. Boy, he looks good.
I can't think of the other young man. He's a couple years in the league.
The other guy.
Anyway, they're doing it in all facets of the game, including special teams, and they're playing really well. If they find a way to sneak in, this could be a very dangerous team.
All the way? Dangerous all the way?
Chargers?
Well, not all the way, because they're in the AFC. You know?
Yeah. Merrill, you said you're
How far can they go with Pittsburgh and New England in the AFC?
Yeah.
You're a football fan, Merrill?
Yes, sir.
Who's your team?
49ers.
San Francisco
49ers.
Who won another game, so now they're 2 in a row.
I think they're back on track. They've got a...
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Garoppolo.
Great quarterback right now.
That was close.
Not related to Janine.
Passed all the hoopla and everything, but I think they're gonna pull it off.
Shout out to Tanya Brennan.
Get better.
She's a resident 49ers fan.
Well, now she's a big Jimmy Garoppolo fan. You know, New England sent Jimmy Garoppolo to San Fran knowing that they weren't going to be able to sign him. This kid could be the future in San Fran. He could be the next... Steve Young, Montana type of guy.
Exactly.
They do need to surround him with some
good
more talent.
For him, because he was never, I mean, Brady's going to play forever. You know what I mean? Like, and now he's got a chance to be the guy. You know?
And my Bears, what about, we got all of a sudden 33-7 yesterday.
Great, what is that going to do for them?
And it's nothing for this season, but Mitch Trubisky. And I like saying it.
So you're saying names are your specialty?
I still like that we said scrotum on the show.
That's your highlight of the day.
That's my highlight of the day. It kind of woke.
How about we talk about two of the other bigger games yesterday? How about Minnesota going to Carolina in a huge NFC showdown? Minnesota had won, what, 8 in a row
in? Yep.
And kudos to Captain Superman Newton and his team. They did a really good job.
31-24.
Yeah, I mean, Minnesota came back late to tie that game at 24, and Carolina pulled it out. It was a huge, huge win for them, no doubt.
They're fun to watch.
They really are. How about the game last night?
Wow, what was the final on
Baltimore and Pittsburgh, 39-38 at the buzzer. Yet again, Pittsburgh finds a way to squeak out a last-second Boswell field goal. I mean, I'm sorry, but shame on John Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens for losing that game. This was their game to win, and they gave it away to their division rival, and it was terrible, terrible clock management in the end when they had the lead.
Great fun to watch, though.
Ben threw for 500 yards. There was a ton of excitement. But again, I go back to what I've been saying earlier in the year. Poor management, poor clock management, poor play calling, poor execution. A guy like Harbaugh is a veteran. He's got a Super Bowl ring on his finger. He doesn't lose that game. He can't lose that game.
39-38.
I like the Steelers this year.
Yeah?
I do. I mean, again, fun team to watch.
It's like
Le'Veon Bell.
They do the same thing every week, right? They're asleep for the first half of the game.
And then they
poke the bear, and then the waking giant wakes up, and they find some way to squeak it out.
I don't agree that they were asleep in the first half.
Oh, they look terrible.
They came back, and they covered, and, you know, I had that first half.
How about last week when we were watching them against Cincinnati? They're down 17-0. They come back again, last second field goal. It's been their MO all year. And what happens is, as you get towards the end of the year and you start playing those playoff teams, that formula will not work in the playoffs.
Well, what about Carson Wentz?
Well, I mean, that's a terrible loss. That's, Eagles fans were waiting for the shoe to drop, and they finally got it yesterday. Bad. And I hate to say it because it was a really, pardon the expression, ballsy play that he did by running into the end zone the way he did. He got sandwiched really hard.
Is he out for the season?
Yeah, he torn ACL. He's done. And with that, I mean, the Eagles' chances of going far in the playoffs are probably also done, given how talented and competitive the NFC is this year, with the Vikings and the Carolinas and the Saints
and the Rams.
I mean, who also lost yesterday, a tough game. Yeah, to the Eagles, and they held on to win that game, but that's going to be really tough on
and
them.
People were talking how the Jets are, you know, surprisingly better than people thought at the beginning, and they got shut out 23-0.
That was a classic Jets letdown, right? 5-6 wins on the season. They're going to Denver. Denver's lost 8 in a row. They get shut out on the road. They can't even put a point on the board.
We didn't talk about it because it didn't happen this week, but benching Eli Manning.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, and that's why I thought the Giants were gonna win yesterday because I thought it was, you know, so great that Eli was going to come back.
They played very competitively in the first half. It was 10-10 at the half, and then late in the game, Dallas just pulled away. And listen, that's a talented team, Dallas, especially when they're getting Ezekiel Elliott back next week.
Yeah, getting him back next week.
Now, if they can squeak in the playoffs, like the Chargers, there's another team that can scare a few people. Great offensive line, an experienced quarterback who's no longer a rookie, a couple of top receivers.
Maybe the best running back in the game. Yeah, you know, certainly.
Well, when healthy and that line in front of him, sure. Absolutely, absolutely.
I hate him.
Okay, we'll...
I don't even know what that was.
I think that was an accident.
Thursday night, we got the Broncos and the Colts in Indianapolis, and home dogs getting +1.5
again,
over 40 and a half.
I don't even know who's going to watch that game.
You know, Thursday nights, like we've talked about, it's really a tough sell over and over and over again. Yeah, every once in a while, we've got a good Thursday night game. This doesn't seem like it's going to be one. But.
No, you're right, it doesn't. I mean, you have two teams here that have no chances of going anywhere. No quarterbacks. None of their stars are playing. I mean, I can't wait to see the ratings on that one.
I don't know if people want to watch. But this is the first week that we're going to have a Saturday game. Two Saturday games.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
By the way, that matchup on Thursday night, the combined wins for both teams is 7.
Yeah. Yeah. So Saturday, December 16th, is going to be the Bears and the Lions at 1:30 in the afternoon. Lions are favored in Detroit by 6.5. And then we've got a 5:25 game on Saturday night with the Chargers playing the Chiefs, and that's a pick'em. So football on Saturday on the NFL.
That's going to be a really interesting game for the Chargers to see how they do going on the road at Arrowhead to play Kansas City. Kansas City obviously came into yesterday with a 4 or 5-game losing streak. They did a really good job in winning that game. The Chargers are going to be tested here because Arrowhead is not an easy place to play, especially on a nationally televised game. But I think the Chargers are going to get the better of the Chiefs here.
It's a pretty important game for the Chiefs, isn't it? I mean, in terms of playoffs,
for both of them.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, absolutely. The Chargers are 7-6, and the Chiefs are 7-6, both atop the AFC West.
This is going to be a really big game.
Who you like?
Well, the difference here is that the Chargers are coming in 4-1 in their last 5, having won 4 in a row, and the Chargers are coming in 1-4, having just broken a 4-game losing streak.
But it's an Arrowhead. I'll go with the Chiefs.
I'm taking Rivers over Alex Smith all day long.
Yeah.
We're going to take our last commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Stay right here.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
Hey, Las Vegas, are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass door provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View, at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out of pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking. So call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ the Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone.
My mic's on. Having a very federal Christmas here on Vegas Nonstop Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. You're near a computer. You can also like us and share us on Facebook Live at Jonathan Scott LV. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Bobby. That'll wake me up. A metal Christmas. A couple days till Hanukkah.
Tomorrow night, actually.
I think you're up for Hanukkah when
it's tomorrow. Oh, no, yeah, cue up the metal Hanukkah.
No, do the Adam Sandler Hanukkah song.
Sorry, Adam. Sorry, yeah. He's got a residency. Okay, so Dalton?
Yeah. Dalton.
Garrett.
That's Garrett.
Garrett
wants to talk about his
Jacksonville
second
Jaguars.
Team.
Yeah, the Jaguars, I just feel like they're going to come into the playoffs smoking hot. They're going to, I want to say, I think they have a good chance to go into the Super Bowl here. They got Calais Campbell. He's leading. He's fourth in the league right now for sacks. And then we have A.J. Bouye, interception leaders, second in the league right now. So I think they have a good defensive line. Their defensive line, all four defensive players on the line have at least six.
Pretty impressive.
At least
right?
Six. So they're leading. They're leading the league in sacks for the defensive line right now.
I'm going to do a shout out to my friend Jane Badger down in Jacksonville, who before the season started threw $300 at me and said, "Can you bet the Jacksonville Jaguars to win the AFC East Division?" And we did. So she got some pretty good odds on that, and so shout out to Jane.
Well, here's the other thing. Blake Bortles is another one of these young quarterbacks that's coming into his own, like Carson Wentz before he got hurt, like Jared Goff in L.A. I mean, he's really playing well, and they're leading the league in rushing yards per game. And as I just said to you off the air, when it comes to playoff football, if you can play defense and run the ball and not have turnovers, that's how you win games. So I like what you're doing there. Jaguars are 9-4. They're going to have a hard time getting through Pittsburgh or New England specifically.
Hey, you know, what about Aaron Rodgers? Isn't he back this week?
They said.
Possibly.
They said
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Packers have hung in there somehow.
So it's going to be Packers and Panthers.
Guess who gets to play his first game back? Carolina in Carolina.
Okay.
Oof. Yeah.
No odds have been posted on that game yet.
How's that collarbone, buddy?
Yeah, right?
No odds have been posted on that game yet. That's a 10 o'clock game, and that's going to be broadcast here on Fox. For the 10 a.m. game on Sunday as Packers and Panthers. Eagles are playing the Giants in New York on Sunday.
I have an early line. I have an early line on that Carolina game.
What is
it? Carolina -2.5, which seems pretty low.
It does seem pretty low, doesn't it?
Agreed. Carolina at home? I mean, I get it. Aaron Rodgers does move the betting meter, the line meter, whatever you want to call it. But first game back, he's going to be pretty shaky, and that defense is pretty solid.
Vikings playing the Bengals in Minnesota. -10.5.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, Cincinnati. is not very good, and the Vikings are going to be a little bitter after that loss yesterday in Carolina. And I'm going to tell you right now, that defense is brutal. Speaking of Dalton, they're going to be all over Andy Dalton and company.
In Buffalo?
In Buffalo? What are you talking about? In Minnesota?
Oh, Minnesota. Dolphins are playing in Buffalo. After playing.
We haven't finished one thought. You're already on to the next.
Because we only have a few minutes left. I want to get to all this
stuff.
Okay. You want to give me a three pick?
I think Buffalo got Dolphins.
Do I want to give you a three pick?
Yeah, for next week. Okay, we got Thursday,
first
Sunday.
Of all, so the game of the year next week is New England at Pittsburgh.
Mm.
It's going to be one of your later afternoon
125.
That's a big one.
On CBS?
That is a big one. Patriots minus -3.
Right.
Total 54. John, we know how you feel about those
home dogs.
Well, not only the home dogs, but with a total at 54.
At 54, I've got to go under. But, you know, that hasn't gone all that well this season. You know, the other line of thinking is that if it's a big scoring over and under.
I'm taking New England here all day long.
Over or under? Or staying away
from
it?
I don't care about the total in this game. It could be high scoring or not. I don't care. Gronk will be back. You better not sleep on the Patriots in the first half because you'll be down 21 real quick. Hogan is back. They're running the ball.
Hogan
Schultz. We know what Captain Brady does. We know what the receivers do. The
Captain
defense
Belichick
is playing
does.
Unbelievable the last 6 weeks. Pittsburgh, you're in for a rude awakening because the Patriots have had this circled on the calendar for about 4 weeks now.
So that's your game of the week.
Game of the year.
Game of the year.
Game of the year, because this will decide who will have the number one seed in the AFC.
Jets Saints in New Orleans. Another double digit. Saints minus -15.
Ouch. It's the Jets, guys. They couldn't score on Denver yesterday.
My goodness. These double digits are killing me. Yeah.
Yeah, well, trust me. New Orleans is probably going to roll them up about 35-10. So,
Skins against the Cardinals in Washington. Clint Holmes.
Clint?
Skins.
Battle of two losing.
You got nothing? Yeah, you got nothing?
I got nothing.
Yeah, you got two Grammy nominations. You don't care.
I know. Yeah, I kind of. No, Skins.
By
the
way, going back, we have two other great games in the afternoon. The Rams are traveling to Seattle. Now, Russell and company just lost on the road. Rams are 9-4. Seattle 8-5.
All right, that's good.
This
game
is going to be huge for the division. I got to tell you, man, Seattle has a way of beating really good teams at home, like they just did to Minnesota, right? I could see Seattle winning this game. I don't know. That's a really tough one. Seattle's a one-point favorite. I don't know. Hmm. Although the Rams are going to be pretty bitter after losing to the Eagles yesterday.
Ravens and Browns in Cleveland.
Awful.
Yeah. All day, Ravens all day.
Yeah.
Have Browns even won a game this season?
What's that?
Has Browns even won a game?
No. You want to hear something funny? They were up by 14 yesterday in the fourth quarter at home against Green Bay, and they allowed Brett Hundley and company to come back, tie the game with 7 seconds left, and then lose in overtime.
Yeah, 27-21 in overtime yesterday.
What has Brown not done for
not
you?
Not for you.
And then, obviously, later in the evening, there's another great game. You're going to have the Dallas Cowboys traveling to Oakland to play the Raiders.
Who looked terrible yesterday,
and
right?
Dallas at 7-6 is right on that cusp of the fence of NFC playoff teams. So that's going to be interesting. And I don't know what happened to Oakland this year, man. Jack Del Rio and company have just mailed it in. Terrible. Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree, Marshawn Lynch should really just hang it up at this point of his career. And Carr has just been, I don't even know who he is. So something's not right with that team. There's no chemistry. There's no drive. There's no nothing.
Anyway, we've got Thursday night. We've got Saturday night. On Saturday day, we've got Sunday. And tonight, we've got your Patriots.
New England Patriots at the Dolphins on the road. 11's a lot, but I see New England winning this like 35-17.
I want to thank our guests. I want to thank Merrill Jolly from coming in from Lazy J Rodeo. Again, rodeosafety1.com. Thank you, Garrett. Thank you, Dalton. Thanks for coming in. Clint Holmes, congratulations again on your
Grammy Award nominated.
Nothing
Holmes
else to plug except if you're in the LA area and
in
it hasn't
LA
burned
Friday
down.
Friday night, we'll be at the Sorting Room, which is down in Beverly Hills.
Sapphire Gentlemen's Club for Monday Night Football tonight. Kelly Clinton Holmes over at the Bootlegger.
I'll be there.
And like us and share us and like us. Eat well, party hard, my friends. If you see us out there, please stop, say hello, buy us a drink, and have a great week, everybody. Jonathan Scott. Peace.
Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure?